All right, we are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. It's Friday, which means it's time for Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. You are going to love today's fascinating guest. Ryan is the co-founder and GP of Refashioned Ventures. And I'm not even going to pretend to butcher his name. I'm going to let you guys think that. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, Rita's published assistant, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, where we are more than proud to produce Rita's show, Margaritas with Margarita, on our media channels, incandescentradio.com and incandescent.tv. I am coming from the new corporate headquarters of Incandescent here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's been quite a ride the last year, and here we are finally grounded, where we have lots of really great stuff coming. But that's for another day. Right now, Rita, I can't wait to hear what you and Brian have to talk about supply chain technology. It could be the next thing that makes us all rich or something like that. So take it away, you guys.
Well, thank you so much. And that's right. Supply chain technology is the biggest opportunity in our lifetime. In fact, it is so exciting that we are devoting today's program entirely to this topic with our special guest, Brian Long Awe, co-founder and GP of Refashioned Ventures. So, Brian, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Margarita. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about supply chains and technology and innovation. And I have to warn you, because if you don't rein me in, we could be here till tomorrow.
No, that is certainly okay. In our conversation before we launched the show, I said this topic is so important to me personally and professionally. My firstborn child graduated with a degree in supply chain management and a minor in sustainability. Yeah. So that's a good point to kick off our conversation. What is a supply chain and why are they so important?
So the easiest way to think about a supply chain, right, the thing that everyone ought to be able to remember is that a supply chain is the network that enables the production of anything that any one of us ever uses. If you use anything, there is an extensive network of people, organizations, institutions, companies that makes the production of that thing and the transportation of that thing to you in whatever context you're consuming that thing possible. And that's what we call a supply chain. Obviously, based on the description I gave, that means that sometimes supply chains are very local to where we live or where we work. And sometimes they're international, right? Because the components, the raw materials and whatnot come from different places and then they're combined into the final good. So that's what a supply chain is. It turns out that contrary to popular belief, the things that we use don't just magically fall out of the sky. There's a lot of work behind the scenes that that produces those things.
No, I love that. In fact, my daughter said, the thing about supply chain management, you kind of take things for granted. You don't realize how important it is until you don't get that package.
Exactly. The joke I crack these days, and it's easy to laugh about it in hindsight, is the collective panic over toilet roll that we all experienced in the early days of the pandemic, right? Most of the time we take toilet roll for granted, like who worries about where toilet roll is going to come from. But during the pandemic, with supply chains seized up all over the place, toilet roll suddenly became, the toilet roll supply chain became a topic of great interest to everyone.
Yeah. No doubt. In fact, we would say there's panic buying in Costco,
yes,
but panic selling in the stock market, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We have two very distinct activities happening. So in your opinion, why is there an opportunity to refashion or reinvent global supply chains?
So the big thing to understand, in my opinion, is that supply chains and climate change are two sides of the same coin, cause and effect, so to speak. Climate change is the effect. Man-made supply chains is the cause. right? How we've designed our supply chains, how we manage them, how we operate them, our consumption patterns, etc. That's what's causing climate change. And so the big reason why we have an opportunity to invest in supply chains or to use technology in transforming supply chains is because, as you know, climate change is becoming worse, right? It's the worst predictions of scientists from decades ago are actually coming to pass. And so we have no choice but to rethink all these things. And so that's the opportunity. Bringing things closer to home, you know, the pandemic has shown us, has taught us all in a very, I'd say, painful way what can happen when supply chains stop functioning the way that we've come to take for granted. And then another factor to take into consideration is, partly because of, you know, the pandemic, because of climate change, geopolitical tensions are increasing, right? And so what perhaps we would have taken for granted 20 or 30 years ago, we can no longer take for granted going into the future, right? So the United States can't always assume that it's going to have great trading relationships with its trading partners in Asia, right? A time may come when those relationships are put to the test. And in those cases, we have to rethink what our supply chains are like. And so what's happening is that governments are starting to invest in rethinking their national industrial policy. Companies are starting to rethink what their supply chains should look like going forward into the future. And there are a lot of technology startups that are being born to meet some of those needs. And then that's what's creating the opportunity.
So can you share with our listeners and readers some examples of supply chain technology?
So I'm not going to mention any specific names because I try not to turn these sorts of conversations into an advertisement. But one area, and so maybe what I'll do is I will talk about how we think about the opportunity in four broad categories. So the first one is next generation logistics. And what that is, you know, usually when people think supply chain, they think of the logistics and transportation side of supply chain. And so naturally, that is an area of great need for new innovation and technology. And so there are a lot of startups that are creating new products, new technology products for transportation and logistics. And the way to think about it is, if you are a company that manages a fleet of 1,000 trucks, you're probably at the point where you need some help managing that fleet as efficiently as you possibly can, especially since more and more people are shopping online, more and more people want their goods delivered in 2 days or less, right? It's no longer, you no longer can run that fleet of trucks the way that you did 10 years or even 5 years ago. And so you're looking for help there. The other area is advanced materials. And the way to think about advanced materials is that there is so much waste that we create. And what would happen if we could take that waste and re-engineer it into new products, right? And so whether it's textile waste, food waste, waste from like used tires, so tires that have lived past their useful life, could we take that waste and could we turn it into something new? Obviously, if we're going to create new materials from waste, we probably have to come up with new ways of manufacturing these new things. And so advanced manufacturing is the third one. And then the fourth area, which is closely tied, especially to next generation logistics, is that we create so much data and information in the world. And the decisions that people make about supply chains or what to do in supply chains is driven by that data. And so we need new ways of capturing the data, storing the data, processing that data, and helping people make decisions in the face of that influx of data. So those are four broad ways in which we think about the opportunity.
No, I love that. Thank you so much. So it's not good enough to capture that data. You need to know what to do with that data.
You need to know what exactly. You need to know what to do with the data. And computers are really good if there is nothing that has changed, right? Computers are very great at saying, based on this information, do this. And then human beings can step in when there's a change in the context and we need to make more complicated and the decision-making is more complicated.
So now this is the most exciting question of them all. What is Refashioned Ventures and how does Refashioned Ventures approach this opportunity with supply chains?
So the four areas I just described, that's how we think about supply chains. And now I'll get a little bit into the weeds. But when you think of supply chains, you can think of supply chain management, which is how do I design that network from the perspective of a corporation or a government. You can think of supply chain logistics, which is the transportation and storage and distribution of goods. And then you can think of supply chain finance, right? Which is, I've designed my network, I've transported goods, I've made goods, et cetera, et cetera. Now everyone in the network needs to get paid and money and information needs to flow around. And so that's the perspective we take. It turns out that really the supply chain problem is the same problem in each industry, right? Connect production and consumption. And so if you understand the problem in one industry, you ought to be able to understand it in others. And so our thinking is from the perspective of the fund, invest in early stage technology startups that are creating innovations in supply chain. And from the perspective of the fund, we're industry agnostic. The way we're going about it right now, this minute, is with a rolling fund on AngelList.
There's so much opportunity, as you are aware. What do you find most exciting about investing in supply chains? What excites you the most?
There are two things. One is, you know, the idea that I talked about at the beginning, which is that climate change is this huge problem, which we have to deal with, and supply chains, innovation in supply chains is probably how we solve the problem. The other is somewhat more personal. So as you know, I come from West Africa. I grew up as a teenager. I grew up in the village with my grandpa, who was a peasant farmer. And he had a form of arthritis, which required that every evening I'd run around trying to get him some pills to take. So his pain would subside and he could go to sleep. And, you know, I didn't think much about it, came to the United States, went to college, studied, et cetera. And then in July 2019, as we had started the process of trying to build a fund, I was reading an article from the Swiss pharmaceutical company Roche. And they were talking about their pharmaceutical supply chain in Nigeria. And if you've lived in Nigeria, you pretty much know what life is like in Ghana, very, very similar. And they said, because of inefficiencies in their pharmaceutical supply chain in Nigeria, the costs to the final consumer of their goods in Nigeria are marked up between anywhere from 40% to 700%. And that made me think about my relatives who live in the village I come from and, you know, live well below the World Bank's definition of poverty. And I said, man, when I was running around trying to find pills for my grandpa as a teenager, what you're telling me is that because of inefficiencies in supply chains, those pills could have been marked up by 700%. And so I think of innovation in supply chains anywhere in the world as helping improve people's lives. And that is really what gets me. That is really what gets me excited. Building the fund has been a long and difficult journey, but that's what keeps me going.
Wow, that is so moving, so inspiring, and for sure, definitely your why. How can listeners and viewers learn more about supply chain technology and more about investing in this opportunity, if that's something they want to pursue.
If they go to our website, there's a lot there. There'll be a link where they can download a booklet, which we call The World is a Supply Chain, explaining the thesis. There'll be a link where they can learn more about the fund. If they have some time and type my name into Google, there will be plenty of information. I write quite a bit on the topic, and I'm always talking about it, and I'm happy to talk to anyone who wants to learn more.
Brian, can you share the website? And then we spoke about this in the beginning. You like to have a little bit of levity in your conversations. I like to also provide people with some wholesome humor myself. Yeah. So what is the best way for people to find you? And what is the website?
So they can go to refashioned.com. And refashioned is refashiond. Refashioned without the E. And the idea is that supply chains need to be refashioned or transformed or reinvented. So refashioned.com is the website. Yes, refashioned.com is the website.
Well, thank you so much. So I really, what you said to me really moved me. You think about solving supply chain issues as a way to improve the lives of many people in the world.
Yes.
Do you have any parting words that you'd like to share with us before I kick it back to Hope?
Our mantra is that the world is a supply chain. You know, I say that to remind people that the world is a mechanism for providing us with the things that we need to survive. And you know, when I said we could go on forever and ever, right? This could go into all sorts of philosophical, economic, political, it could go in all sorts of directions. But I think the parting words would be that the world is a supply chain. And I hope listeners will think about that a little bit.
Well, thank you so much. And back to you, Hope.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so fascinating. And I love how you take it from the personal to the global and then back again, right? That's how most people work. What really drives us, because when we talk about supply chains, it's complicated. Like you said, you know, setting up the fund was really complicated and understanding supply chains. I was telling you both before we got started, an editor of mine, Barry Lynn, when I used to write for his magazine, Global Business, he wrote a book called The Rise and Coming Fall of the Global Corporation. He was forecasting this more than a decade ago, that this was not sustainable, right? We can't work this way because not everyone works like America or, you know, Ghana or however, wherever you are. So I give you tons of credit. We're thrilled to have you and your partner, Lisa, come on. In fact, we're hoping to get Lisa onto a panel to speak about supply chains. Thank you both. So now, Rita, again, next Friday, right, at 5 p.m. Eastern, we get to have another conversation. And this time, Marcus Turner will be coming on. He is with Education Associates and Affiliates. Tell us a little bit about him.
So Marcus is going to be talking about education. One can say that's also an issue of supply chain, providing access to education, how you make sure you provide the right resources to your students and families. So he's going to be talking about that next week.
Excellent. Well, education, supply chain, it's all the same, right? How can we make the world a better place working one margarita at a time? Marbles and Jacks or the real stuff. So thank you so much, Brian. And of course, thank you, Margarita. You are wonderful. And thank you to all of our listeners. We will see you next week on Facebook Live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.